You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
BFM Breakfast, broadcasting live from just across the road from Albert Park. We're just looking at the entrance to Albert Park on this anniversary day, Monday, this day off for most of us here in Auckland. And it is the day that we celebrate St. Jerome's Laneway Festival.
Indeed.
And with me in the studio, Mark, in the studio, in the bus. Hi, welcome to the bus, Mark. Is it first time in the bus?
No, I think I was in here a few years back.
Yeah. Two secondary children to each seat. Yeah,
exactly.
So Mark Kneebone, this is your project, this little get together.
It is. Me and a very large team.
Shutting off the street for 6 days.
6 days.
Yeah.
Local residents around Albert Park are pumped on that, but the wider city are really into it.
Yeah. Totally, because it's an awesome festival, and you've got amazing bands playing. And tell us a wee bit about what makes this festival different to all the others.
I guess it's not in a traditional venue. That's Laneway's always been about new and up and coming music in a unique space, and I think we've kind of ticked that with Albert Park, but also with the bands we pick. So we're really happy.
You're happy. It's a little bit overcast as well.
A little bit. It's going to fine up about lunchtime, or become unovercast at lunchtime. It's really hot out there, and it's going to continue to be.
But you're preparing for all that, obviously, because you're smart. You're a smart man in your prior planning prevents poor performance.
Yeah.
You planted all those trees years ago. Well done.
Yeah.
Hey, so are there tickets left?
Under 200, so it'll sell out at some point.
Shut up, are there?
Hour and a bit.
In the next 10 minutes, probably.
Yeah,
so there's under 200 tickets left for Laneway. No ticket, no entrance. Anything we need to know? What's all the...
Come early and take your time. Classic festival advice, but it's true, is if you want to see a band, maybe go a little bit early and get a good spot. Don't expect to rock up at Anderson Pack 10 minutes in and be able to walk to
Excuse me, please. We've just got here. Excuse me, please.
Yeah.
Hydrate, too, is another good one.
Hydrate. There's plenty of free water everywhere.
Tell us about 0800 Laneway.
0800 Laneway is like a continuation of, a philosophy or a mission of ours to make gigs safer for people. And particularly around things like sexual assault or gender-based violence. And so last year we introduced a women's space, and we trialled 0800 Laneway in Australia last year, and we got really, really positive feedback. So we've got a trained counsellor at the other end of the line. You call 0800 Laneway and say, hey, I'm not uncomfortable about this, or I need some advice on this. And it's a lot easier for people to make contact with the festival itself.
So it's not so much, what time is Anderson back on?
Have I
missed Rolling Blackouts?
Yeah, can I bring my vegan sandwich, which someone rang the line to ask before? True story. It's actually, hey, look, I've seen something that I don't feel is appropriate, and we'll send resources to you. We're just trying to make this a better experience for everyone.
Yeah. If it's a band that you don't like, see someone wearing a band that you don't like's t-shirt, that's not really Laneway situation, is it?
Hey, Slow Dive are only playing really loud, monotonous, over and over. Where's the hits?
Yeah.
Don't call 0800.
Where's the bright sunny stuff?
Yeah, totally, from Slow Dive. Yeah. When's the rap breakdown? That's not what it's for.
You've moved on to what I wanted to approach next with you, Mark. All the fucking cool bands.
Yeah, we're very happy this year. 30 of the best, we feel.
You've got a bit of a talent at reaching deep into the unknown, it would seem, and pulling out some absolute gems. You must be stoked with the lineup this year.
We're really happy, but also we're lucky that we have a good reputation, and so it's something actually I remember the guys from Big Out saying on an interview, probably with you once, that stuck with me, which is it's a lot easier when the bands want to play, when they come to you, then you have to go to them.
Yeah.
So we're lucky that a lot of agents and managers are like, oh, this is a great way to start a band's career, or a great way to kind of come to New Zealand for the first time as Laneway. So that makes it a lot easier now.
With that in mind, tell us whose careers you believe will be exploding from this day onwards.
I think Billie Eilish will be the act that comes back and headlines Spark Arena at some point in the next 2 years. She's like on a trajectory like no other. Like I was saying, tomorrow night she's playing a show for just under 18 kids down at Tuning Fork, and it's sold out in 20 seconds. That's 400 tickets. That's really, really special and really good, because there's not a lot of underage shows going on. So, and all of us, regardless of who it is, have a responsibility, I believe, to keep doing underage
playing
shows.
Kids' music.
Yeah, you got to bring kids through, or else they're going to just get into like stuff that's not great, what I mean?
And stomach churning.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff.
So we're going to make the effort, and that's a big part of that. I think Anderson Park already is huge, but I think he's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And I saw some of the footage from Singapore last night, and it's just like mind-bendingly good. So that's That's the one I'm absolutely aiming for. And just for advice, if you want to go see Anderson, I would go a good 20 minutes before he goes on stage if you expect to be able to, like, get near the front.
Or I thought you were going to say because he's really short or something like that.
No, real life.
I mean, you've got some kick-ass local bands, including a band that you've been hassling to reform.
Yeah, Unitone Hi-Fi. Years and years and years of talking to the wonderful Jim Pickney and, of course, Jos Longfeld, trying to get them to do it, and then lo and behold, this year they're like, okay, and
it's their time to shine again.
Totally, and they really embraced it. Like, they've done some new music, re-releasing some records. They're bringing in horns players. Mighty Asterix is coming back from Australia to play the show. You know what I mean? I love it, seeing a band go absolutely all out, and definitely worth a gander, because to me, I think that'll be the hit of the night.
All right, so the gates are 11:30. Mm-hmm. You can't park anywhere, can you?
Nah.
If you're gonna park, then you need to think that you're gonna be parking a long way away from anywhere here.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ! I went down to that Ports of Auckland thing on Saturday. Was it Saturday?
That was it.
Oh, it was all right. But I parked in that Britomart car park above Les Mills. $20 for 40 minutes. Fuck off,
mate.
Jesus.
That's Sydney prices.
That's just the heart of the city process. I'll speak to the mayor about that. Don't you worry about it. But we spoke to the prime minister. She said she's coming.
Yeah, she's coming too.
She's
rolling through.
Looking forward to doing a speech.
Yeah, yeah.
Some spoken word, you know.
Yeah.
So there's nowhere to park. That's the important thing to know. Of course, it's the city, so it's public transport all over the shop.
It's all over the shop. Yeah.
And what else do we need to know? What other sort of admin do we need to run through? How many stages? Four?
Four stages. It goes all day. It's going to be awesome. Like, it's just.
But what if we get hungry?
That's the thing. Oh, well, then there's over 25 food stores there for you. Heaps of vegan, heaps of vegetarian options, and, of course, classic hot dog on stick, the old knee bone favourite.
Mystery meat.
Exactly. Yeah. Mystery bag. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for coming, Mark. I love you. And it's an impressive feat. I can't wait to see what a great day we're going to have. And ladies and gentlemen, it is Laneway. Mark Nebo's a promoter. He's just come in to tell us all about it, and he's specifically asked for this artist. We asked him, what's one of your faves, man? And Billie Eilish was one.
Billie Eilish, Ocean Eyes. Nice one.
Eilish or Eilish?
Eilish.
Right. Eilish. Like eyelash. BFM Breakfast.
I've been
for another.
For some 22 minutes. Time. Can't stop staring at those ocean eyes.
Oh, this one. Oh, can I?
Burning cities and napalm skies. 15 flares inside those ocean eyes. Your ocean. Yeah. those ocean eyes, I'm scared. I've never fallen quite this high, falling into your ocean eyes, those ocean eyes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.